Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Zooby dooby 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 Dubai. Sachi's in Dubai. Yay. Oh, Sachi. Right now, thank you, first of all, for staying up, because it must be, what, 12:30, 11:30, 12, something like that?
Yeah, it's just gone to 11:30. 11:30.
I remember this because it's 11:30. Yeah. And you guys used to make me record late at night, England time, which was crazy late in Dubai. It was like 12:31 by the time you'd finish. And honestly, deep down, I hated you for it. I never told you that. I never told you how much I hated you boys for that. I'm thinking,
all right, well, might as well get
make
out.
It earlier.
And now, I'm sorry, but you're the one that's going away, so you kind of have to make
have to make the sacrifice.
That's the rule.
You're not in our time zone.
You know what? That sounds just like, I don't know who your football managers are. I wish I knew more about football, but is that a manager's approach? Is that how managers talk? Oh, you're
hang on a minute. I'm not here to manage anyone.
Well, the match is here in London. So what have you got to Dubai, mate?
But what I mean, I'm thinking, is that a leadership mentality? You know, oh, well, you're the one who's going, how about, hey, we're all one team, let's work together, and let's make move the podcast.
Well, the matches are always on the set day.
I was ready at 9 a.m. this morning in Dubai time, so that's, what, 6 a.m.? Were you not awake and ready to podcast
now? Now you're just being silly, aren't you?
I was free then.
Sorry, Mrs. Well, Sandu.
There's a lot of sass. A lot of sass kind of around on the Bollywood podcast.
I'm just saying, I'm not the one with the problem. I'm here at 11:30 p.m. at night recording this. Tommy just had to get it.
Clearly, you have got a problem because
I don't. I don't have a problem at all. But you were the one that was like, oh, yeah, I really hated you boys.
Yeah, I did.
It's quite surprising that it's come out nearly 200 episodes later.
Exactly. Slightly
One year later. It was this time last year.
Well, exactly.
Middle of October. T20, middle of November.
And just an FYI, by the way, I might as well tell you this, boys. I'm back here next month, so I'm gonna have to do this again.
Oh God!
And probably for 2 weeks.
Why can't we be sponsored by Dubai? I see so many celebs sponsored by Dubai and UAE, and they're like Kevin Hart.
By the actual country.
Yeah,
Shah Rukh Khan is.
Yeah, Shah Rukh definitely is. Shah Rukh's getting a backhander 100% from some sheikh. He's getting a shake from a shake, no doubt, somewhere.
Right.
Because there's and also Kevin Hart is always like, it's always popping up on my Instagram thing about, he's going, hey man, come and live in Abu Dhabi and look at the houses in Abu Dhabi. And I'm like, Kevin Hart, I know you took a paycheck.
The other person who's having a handshake from a shake is obviously Ranveer Singh, isn't he? Because he's obviously out there hanging out with all the basketball players. All of a sudden, he's now a basketball expert. You know, he's giving me commentary on a basketball game.
I've only seen his dances.
I saw the most weirdest. Do you know when they just switched to courtside and they show the celebrities? Yeah. The lineup of celebrities was hilarious. It was Steve Harvey, the comedian.
I saw this.
Shaq on the other side, and then Ranveer Singh. And I thought, what a mix.
And did you see that the Shaq was FaceTiming somebody, and Ranveer was obviously trying to stick his nose in it and make out that he was chatting to whoever that lady was. And really trying to get all up in there. And the comedian in the middle was just like, who is this? Excuse me, can you just shut up? What are you doing?
I saw him teaching Shaq a dance and then teaching another trade, got a basketball player a move as well. I'm like,
yeah, he's doing the Kalibali.
But he, do you not think, like, Tom Cruise would never do that. Tom Cruise would never go to India and go, oh, I'm going to teach you all the Top Gun Kabaddi, or the cocktail.
Let me go and support the Rajasthan Cheetahs in Kabaddi. And then, you know, literally wear a little tight chaddi and start dancing around and go, oh, yeah, cheetah, kabaddi. And you're just like, what?
There's lyrics in that. Wearing my tight chaddis, playing kabaddi, let's do touchy-touchy. There's a song. There's a kabaddi song,
but
that's for sure.
No, but I think they've got the right person to do the job. Because obviously in Dubai, as we know, we're all here all the time. Dubai, Abu Dhabi is full of Indians. So I think they've got the right man to do the job. There's nothing wrong with that. And this whole thing about Tom Cruise doesn't have that kind of support in a weird civil way. So do you know what I mean?
I'm saying Tom Cruise could.
He could if he wanted to.
He could start teaching, let's say, Indian stars all about, like, you know, one of his moves or one of his...
Exactly. I bet you the NBA and the Premier League, whenever he comes to do Premier League stuff, are paying him a hell of a lot of money.
No, but can I hold on?
Yeah. Of course, yeah.
Yeah, no, but can I just say something? When there's an American star who comes over, like Ted Lasso has been down in England, right? Mm. Ted Lasso and his gang
from
have
the
all
series,
been down.
The actor plays him.
Sudeikis, and so they've been down. They've been at a few of the football games. They were at the England, the Lionesses game, right? And they showed them, you know, like in the VIP box, like the cameraman did, and they're just having a good time. They wave and all. That's it, boss. Just, you know, don't then start, you know, sort of prattling around like that. Like that doesn't need to happen. The prattling around. Do you know what I mean?
And also, I'm not sure.
Behave.
I'm not sure. I could well be just an old bunda here. I'm not sure about the clothes that he wears. Like, why is he wear?
Oh no, that's just days.
I get it. He's a fashion icon. He's eccentric and all those things. I get that. He's got to stand. Yeah. But
new money.
But I feel like you're Ranveer Singh. Like you know, if he was just super slick, because he's got an amazing body.
But he does that.
What Tommy's saying is, rather than wearing his pajamas out,
it's that big furry coat. It's almost like he's a. Like he's dressing as a sort of a 70s pimp.
He's basically the Desi Kanye, isn't he? That's how Kanye dresses.
No. Kanye, sorry, you can't compare him to Kanye West. Is a complete. He's done some random stuff this week, Kanye West. Well, the last few weeks, he's gone bonkers. Yeah. You can't compare him to that. He's Ranveer Singh. He can wear what he wants. He can come out in his vest if he wants and just go and do
that. Would be better. I'd probably prefer that.
I don't think he is. It's just his style. And I think both of you are being really old. Kedge doesn't want him to have fun.
He can wear what he wants. It's fine. You know, because at the end of the day,
Tommy's trying to dress him.
Kedge was setting that trend 20 years ago. You know, I was setting that trend, Brent Town Hall. You know, I've done all that. So, you know, it's fine. Let him follow in the footsteps.
Can I just share this one little story then? When I first met him, he was undressed. He opened his door to me in a towel, and this is when he just started, and he went, "Oh, we're from the BBC. We had to do the interview." And he went, "Oh man," he goes, "Look, I got in late for my flight," and he just had a towel and he was dripping wet. And he went, "Let me just sort myself out. Just wait there, I'll be 5 minutes." And then stuck a t-shirt on. And then we did the interview on his bed, and then he went on to be megastar that he is 10 years later. So you're right. When it comes to dressing him, I think I've got a right because I was there when he was undressed. So, you know, it all connects back. Anyway, enough about Ranveer Singh. We wish you all the best.
You said it, Tommy. You've turned old. Both of you have.
Yeah. No, if he wants to walk around in his pyjamas, I'm there for that.
And I think Kedge has always got a problem with it. And I think it's just, I think he's a bit jealous, to be quite honest. I did it first at Brent Town Hall for Garba. Well, I'm sorry, he's Ranveer Singh. You are Kedge from Bushy that no one even knows.
Oh well, you know, that's up for debate.
You need Satch just to bring you back. That's what I like, because you know what, Ked, you're a strong person. You got all your ideas and all that kind of stuff. Me as well. And Satch will just go, "Nah, you're talking crap. You shut up. You sit back down. You sit back and go, all right, then.
Sit back down. Talking of crap ideas, let's just kick it off then, really, with the idea that we were all fed this week on a voice note from Tommy. And you know what? We won't play it out on the podcast because actually it's so pathetic that, you know, let's just save him the embarrassment. But Tommy sent us a massive long voice note. Which, to be fair, when the group sends a voice note, you know something serious is going down, as per last week's voice note that you played on the podcast, which I received many a comment about. But let's not go down that road again. So, Tommy, over to you with your great idea.
So when I came up with this idea, right, I actually thought it makes perfect sense. You know, like when all your worlds combine and you think, I see the problem, I see the solution. I'd heard for ages Satch saying, Garba isn't the same. Navratri is not the same. They need to do... Well, no. Actually, that's the opposite of what you were saying. You were saying it's always the same. They need to offer something different.
Step up, they need to change
the game. And then, you know, I'm thinking about social distancing, people feeling comfortable in rooms and all that stuff. And I'm hearing about Kedge giving his whole spiel.
Can I just say, before you actually jump in and said what you said, I had so many messages about people saying, yes, actually, we should do something. Let's do something.
So Sachi's saying, we've got to do something, we've got to up the game of Garba. Kedge is going, the metaverse is going to be the next hot big thing. We just got to get on it. We also know that Mr. Dileer Mendy was created Bali Bali Land in the metaverse, but he's now in a lot of trouble and he's not going to be doing anything in any land anytime soon. Well,
no, he might be doing something in prison.
Yeah, exactly. I can't believe that. That's a whole other thing. And so with all that going on, I thought, hang on, there's a gaping hole here for us to join these dots up. So I said to you, genuinely,
Because I thought
if anyone who will get behind this, I thought it'll be Kedge. And then I thought Satch will like it because he doesn't have to mix with people. And I thought the idea is, let's take Garba into the metaverse. Next year for Navratri, let's do 9 nights of online Garba. You can create an avatar. You can learn moves. You can use your keyboard cursor to do up, down, left, right, and do your little twiddly turns. And all that stuff, right? It'd be combo moves. Maybe release like Street Fighter, little secret moves that you could do. You're going to go, oh, nice. He did a little drop down, touch the floor, jump up, spin around, burpee. Wicked. Okay, yeah. And you, all those secret moves are going around.
And then accessorize your clothing, you know, like, so you could have maybe the Fendi sari, the Gucci sari, the Balenciaga.
Design your own. You could sell your own. You could sell designer outfits online that are only available for Navratri 2023. They're limited. They get sold for money. They're like, what do they call those things? Those things that you can
like tokens.
What are they called? No. The things that you buy in the metaverse, and they're like
NFTs.
That's it. I was going to call them UFOs. NFTs. You buy the NFT saris, you buy the NFT sherwanis, you buy all that limited edition stuff. Wicked online Garba, and you lot just went.
I was late to a meeting at work because I thought, hold on a minute, I've got an important voice note on the brown note. That means it's like literally the bat phone ringing. So I had to quickly listen to that before I entered the meeting. And I thought, God, I just, you know what? I didn't even get to the end of it. I was like, oh, shut up. Honestly, my reaction was, oh, shut up, Tommy. Honestly.
Really?
What is this bagelbun that he's talking about?
See, that's the kind of thing I would say to your ideas about the metaverse. But I actually thought you'd be all over this and go, you know what? That's the future.
Well, no, because like I said, in a very
you could have a million people in the room, Kedge. We could have a million people in the room.
But we haven't got the infrastructure for this yet. I don't know what you thought about this. Firstly, who's got all the headsets for all of this? We haven't got enough movement there. Zuckerberg has only just managed to get his legs available on the metaverse. So that's the big development this week, that he's finally got legs and it's not just a floating body. And my man Tommy has already designed this whole Garba thing. And look. You know, A plus for effort and creativity and thinking. I like that.
Patronizing.
There's a basic effort.
Yeah.
No, there is a basic. There is a basic. Tommy, I see what you're trying to do.
Kedge, get a sticker out and give it to him. Go on.
Yeah. All right. You get a sticker. Yeah. It's a good idea, you know, but mummy and daddy need to work on it a little bit harder, this idea. But the thing is, like, I mean, Jesus. And the best thing Tommy said was, if anyone can do it, boys, it's us. Just stop laughing. I was like, so who's going to sit here and engineer this land? Which one of us three is going to create
my response was, I don't want to be in real life. I don't want to be in the metaverse. I don't even want to be in Navratri on the moon.
There's me, the Punjabi, suggesting we take a Navratri Gujarati, mainly Hindu festival, to another level. And I'm shot down for my creativity by the two Hindu Gujaratis. I'm sorry. You know what? I want to apologize to all the Gujaratis and the Hindu people listening, kind of going, wow, Tommy, thank you for caring. Thank you for caring. And I'm sorry you work with such two negative forces.
No, I'm sorry. Look, I still think there is something in upping the ante with the events. There is definitely an opening there.
What you
put to us is something that's like,
it's beyond even Elon Musk level. Exactly. Like, who? How?
Yeah, it is. because I watch. No, hold a minute. I watch Milo play these Brawl Stars, all these games online. You know, what's the other one? Roblox.
Firstly, if you said, oh yeah, firstly, it's if you like Roblox. Developer world. If you said less developer world on Roblox, at least I'd go, okay, that's kind of doable.
There you go. But, now you're on board. See, this is what I needed. Good. Right. Yeah, so we develop a world on Roblox, yeah, and it's got a world.
And then like you said, you can have basic movements on it, and you can all walk around in circles, and you can have, you know, the Gutterball tunes playing. And yeah, I mean, it would, it's a gimmick, right?
But you know what? I feel like I'm forcing it now. Forget it. It's like when I ask my wife to tell me that she loves me, and I'm going, she's going, all right, I love you. And I'm like, no.
Well, if it's not a hell yeah, then it's a no.
Exactly. Well, and you know what happens when you force it?
Exactly.
Watch. Please, I beg. I've never wanted an idea to come good. I want Tata to ring me tomorrow and go, here's 50 million. We'll develop it with you and you take it and you be the face of Gutterball Online in the metaverse. But one thing, drop those two. I was going to cuss you there. Drop those two Lulus with you because clearly they don't believe us. And you know what? This is what separates visionaries from people. Other people saying, look, mark my words, there'll be somebody else listening to this podcast who suggested an idea at work and that idea got shot down because the two guys weren't, or two other people weren't feeling it.
Seeing as you've got some blinding ideas, can you go and give some to the people that do Diwali on the square as well, please? Because they need some of your ideas.
What happened?
What do you mean? We all saw it.
I want you to tell him. I want you to tell him.
I'll say it, mate. There were some videos floating around of people performing at Diwali on the square, which happened over the weekend. Obviously,
in what square?
Trafalgar Square, whatever square does that happen? Well,
Central London.
Yeah, if you're in London, yeah, you'd know. And like, I just saw so many acts that were performing there, and I've got to say, I think it was the worst thing I've ever heard.
Okay, look, I'm going to just say, I don't care. I'm probably never get booked again. So at one point, I used to host Diwali in Trafalgar Square, Eid in Trafalgar Square, and Vasaki in Trafalgar Square.
I mean, after I saw what I saw, I think Sadiq Khan hates us.
No.
Is that a fair thing to say?
No, it doesn't. What it is, they're in a weird spot. The organisers have to do something cultural. They can't just put on a mela and a rave. Right. So what they end up doing is they get community people because they haven't got much of a budget. Even though it's Trafalgar Square, Sadiq Khan, London, the greatest city on earth, they're going to spend all this money on probably a new statue to replace that one other missing statue now. And, you know, what the cost that must go into it. They don't spend any money on, like, even me or hosting it. You know, there's literally nothing in the pot and they'll go to you, what can you do it for? We ain't got no budget.
Yeah, but so, if you'd put me on the stage just playing the harmonium, I think it would have been better.
Yeah, so we saw a video of a lady singing London to Makada. But it was that classic, come on, London! London! I can't hear you! Let's make some noise! And they all do the same. You're like, oh, no.
It was... Oh, no. Do you know what? There was
jam-packed as well.
Yeah, I saw... It wasn't even that. I saw a whole bunch of other stuff. I mean, that one tickled Kedge, definitely, when I sent that video.
But I'll be honest with you.
I was ready to send him loads of videos. I sent him one, and it killed him. So I didn't even send him anymore after
No, that. Because,
so,
yeah,
I mean, it's just so much footage, and I thought, what is...
It just makes you think, you know, like I'm being serious now, but obviously I'm laughing, but it's killing me inside because, you know, if we count it in sort of years of when let's just say media and radio was born, you know, Sunrise Radio, I would say it was probably the start of it, 91, you know, since then, since 91, how many years has it been now? 30 years. And that's where we are. And it's just a little bit, you know, and this is what upsets me. I know we laugh about it and everything, but it upsets me that this is where we are.
This is how I feel about Navrati. I'm just putting it out there. It's the same.
Yeah, but you know what you lot are right now? You're Gary Neville and Jamie Carragher, and you're there on the sidelines kind of going, oh, the England team are this, the England team or that team are that. Do something. You are in a position to do something. What are you going to do? And you don't want to do anything. So you just want to hate on the scene, the people,
no,
the
no, majority. No, 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 no. I'm not hating on the scene. And I don't think I am the person to do something. I'm sorry.
The scene.
But I'm not. I'm here to do something for myself.
Okay.
So, you know, I don't think we're the people to go and do it.
That's another podcast, and we won't talk about that. So let's just talk about how Kedge is now part of the Electric Pleb community. The EPC, Electric Pleb community, because I went and got myself an electric car.
You got electric car?
Yeah.
Fully electric.
Fully electric, so you got to keep charging it. I haven't got the thing installed in the gaff yet, so it means that literally I'm running to Tesco every other day. That's a lie. It's not that I'm using it loads. It's just that you start getting this anxiety because you keep opening the app.
What have you not installed in your house? Can't you just bang it in a normal socket?
Right. So this is it. Okay. So you know what? This is all the stuff that no one tells you when you're about to get electric.
But hang on a minute. Because a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about it, remember Tommy? He goes, "Yeah, you can just bang it into your normal socket,
normal plug socket." And I'd never normal heard that before, by the way.
Yeah. So yeah, you can bang it into a normal plug socket, except for that. What they don't tell you, it takes you approximately about 2.6 years to charge it. Oh. Right. So
that makes sense.
Right, but there you go. So no one tells you these things, right? So obviously that's a waste of time, but it's just there as an emergency backup. And even then, you just sit there. So I've got this, we got the car, and it's like you're constantly fighting to get a space because you want to charge your car. But, you know, there's only 4 free pods in Tesco in the superstore. And so everyone's waiting and queuing. And it's almost like a scramble. When is the best time to go? And then you've got an app.
So in Tesco, the electricity is free?
Yes. Yes, but they have a 3 kW one and a 7 kW one. The 7 kW one obviously charges quick. The 3 kW one, literally, you have to keep walking around Tesco for about 3 hours for 1% charge. So again, no one tells you this.
What do you need to put your? You put it on the 7K. How much does it? Is it free? How much does it charge you?
It's not my choice. What you think? You think my bub owns that machine?
No, well, I don't know. Maybe your bub owns a Tesco. I wish you did.
No, because if it's available, but obviously every other person's like Kedge as well, so they've got in there early as well. So it's a scramble to the pump.
So is it free when you get there?
It's the ones in Tesco are free.
For 7K, the 7K one.
Yeah, but obviously you're only allowed to park in Tesco for 3K. For three hours.
How do you charge it for the 7K?
So you put it in and then you charge it for 3 hours and then you've got to get out of there, otherwise you're going to get a parking ticket.
Car ain't fully charged.
Of course it's not.
So then what do you do?
Hold on. Let me just say, tell you what you could do. You could just pay for it like everybody else. You can juice maquichos rather than waiting around for the free.
I am absolutely there for the paying for it. And I am going to get that thing installed because this is giving me so much anxiety and tension and stress. Because now I'm like, actually, I ran the marathon, so I could probably just run, you know, to the next county and just go and pick up the milk or something. Do you know what I mean? Because this is where I'm at with it. Also, when I the first time I had to charge it, obviously no one's there to help you and you want to make it all look all smooth, isn't it? So I kind of opened up the boot. Yeah. Is it that easy? Of course it's not that easy. Of course, because you've got to know what to do. And is the green light flashing? Is it not flashing? Is it plugged in? Of course it is blinked. But then you have to accept it on the app. No one tells you have to accept something on the app. So therefore, if you don't accept it, after 15 minutes, it stops charging. I went home, sat at home for 3 hours, came back. It stopped charging after 15 minutes. So the bloody car ain't charged. I'm also then going to get a fine because I was in the car park for more than 3 hours. Then I've finally got it working. So I'm in there for another 3 hours. So, I mean, oh my God. And then, so anyway, after 2 days, I'm now an expert. Another new family comes in, blessed. They'd plugged it in, they couldn't get the plug out again. And they were like, excuse me, do you know how this works? So obviously Kedge played it really cool, like I'm an expert and everything like that. You know, I know how this works. Yeah. Help them take the plug out. Basically, you have to just lock and unlock.
You imply you're an expert on most things, though, most of the time.
After 2 days of absolutely not knowing, having a Scooby about it, I've now kind of figured it out. But it's a stress. So the home installation is coming and I can't wait for when that happens.
How much does that cost roughly, by the way?
So it's anything upward of 700 quid. And then it's like, do you want a tethered one? Do you want it without the plug installed? And it's, you know, 3K, 3 watt, the one, 7K watt. It's all of that. It's all of that nonsense. Okay. So yeah, I'm part of it. All I'd say is, it's not as straightforward as you want, but the ride is beautiful. And yes, I haven't filled up petrol in ages.
Well done. Okay, and you haven't paid for electricity in ages as well, which is good as well. What else are you doing? You're stealing stuff from Tesco at the same time.
But on the slightly positive news, I do want to big up Geeta this week. And who's Gita? I hear you ask. And it's not. No. And it's not even a listener. Actually, it's Gita's tikka. Do you know who? Gita's tikka spice paneer. Because I went to Pizza Express and had the paneer tikka pizza there.
When did you fly to Ahmedabad?
No, bruv, in the UK, it's the Italian-Indian fusion brings together two much loved cuisines. You've got Gita's registered trademark tikka spice paneer, roast peppers, red onions, fresh chilies, mozzarella, and it's topped with Gita's premium, slight letdown, mango chutney, coriander yogurt, and fresh coriander.
Let me stop you there. Who the rascal puts mango chutney on a pizza?
I know. And you know what?
He looks so angry. He's wiping his head.
You know why?
Head sweating. He's getting gone.
Because I tell you why. Because you're thick, Pizza Express. You're thick.
Oh, here we go.
Foods, right? And who the Gita, you sell out. Flipping sellout.
Yeah.
Oh God, I want to swear. I tell you, okay. Number one, let me just point this out. Let me pretext this for this.
I was trying to bring you positive.
My wife's away at the moment. I'm looking after the kids on my own, feeding them, putting them to bed. Right now, they're upstairs. I don't know whether they're asleep or whether they're destroying the house or setting it on fire. They could be doing all three of those things, right? Mm. But so there's a little bit of that going on already at the moment. Number two, I'm here. And by the way, I'm still working on my chutney thing, right? So things are moving along that. There's lots to do in the background. I said at the start of the year, I said, I want to do it this year. I'm still thinking I'm going to get it out this side of Christmas. So I think, right, when I think about that crossover of my chutney making it into a Pizza Express, and I do dream of it, or being in a KFC burger, that's my dream. Ever I aim and get it is another thing, but I'm aiming there. Then when you just said
the KFC Zinger Tower Burger with Tommy trademark chutney. Tommy's chutneys,
right. I would love that, or the little dip in the Pizza Hut boxes, you know, for your crust. I'd love it to be that. Anyway, that aside, that's what I'm kind of aiming for. That's my dream. And I thought, rated Gita, whoever she is, has got her paneer recognized on a Pizza Express level. She would have signed a licensing deal. There would have been a payout for it. Then there would have been a royalty maybe for every one of those sold.
Yeah. She got my royalty.
It's got a kickback to her own paneer, wherever it's being sold in stores. Yeah. So people go, oh, yeah, that's the Gita's paneer from the pizza. And I thought, brilliant. All going so well. And then I thought they probably consulted with her. What should we put on it? Brilliant. Red onion, the cheese, the paneer.
Fresh chili.
And then someone who doesn't know about our culture obviously went,
we know who that is.
It would be some boss at Pizza Express. And that's where Gita needed to go, no.
But it's Gita's registered premium mango chutney. This is the problem.
Oh, the Gita. Of course, I know it now. I know that kind of greeny, bluey label.
I've never seen the label. It's got day on it as well. So how do we feel about that? It's got coriander yogurt. It's got mango chutney and it's got day on it as well. Strips of day on it.
I would say Gita needs to be deported, but I don't even think she's from there.
Can I just say if you and you know me and mango chutney, because I think it's terrible, right? So I did wipe off all the mango chutney. It's actually banging. It is actually a really nice pizza.
That's what I mean.
It's spiced like you've never had before. It's desi. And it does actually feel like you're just having a bit of paneer on chapati.
But you and I know, Kej, and I think you've done this, and I've definitely done it. I've put paneer on pizzas at home.
Of course.
It's done many a time.
I first had it years ago in Mumbai. Yeah. Pizza Hut used to do it in Mumbai.
So I don't really like...
They still do it. Yeah.
And I don't like the sweet and sour, you know... combo.
Mango chutney, with the
coriander day. No, and okay, the coriander day could work as a bit of a sweet sour cool dip.
Does work, but the mango chutney, like my god, mango chutney on everything. Anyway, but I still big up Gita. She managed to get in there. She's kind of half doing us proud. At least we finally got paneer on pizza. Hopefully, people will follow.
And see. I've tried to explain to many people, and we all have over the years, and I know we're all thinking of one person in particular about the mango chutney, which I might even just bait him up right now.
Well, why not? Shake it.
Okay, fine. So Amal Rajan And Al Ryan is a broadcaster at the BBC. He's also like head of news, head of media, head of... He's quite... He's doing everything.
If bright something's guy, happening at the BBC, he's doing it.
He's doing it, yeah. But he also does a one show. He's a bright guy. He's a good broadcaster. He's super intelligent. When he used to come on, he used to sit in
head
for
judge,
Nahal.
Head judge of MasterChef.
Head judge of MasterChef. That's key, but we'll come back to that in a minute. Okay, but we used to come on the show, because they used to come on the end of our show to talk up their show that's coming up in a bit, to say, hey, this is what's happening on our show. And he would always... I always remember he'd be quite laid back, but he just knew his stuff. I thought, quality, great geezer, right? Clever bloke. Fast forward then, we now know he's one of the head judges like on MasterChef. So when the MasterChef professionals are making a dish, they take it to him and two others to try it and review it. So you've got to know your flavors. You've got to know combinations. You've got to know food. You've got to know what's hot, what's kicking, right? Yeah. And then he said, when he was in our studio, we brought some samosa.
And his samosa
would be lovely with some mango chutney. And we all just went quiet because we all went, samosa don't go.
Remember, I turned around as usual. I turned around and just
turned around to stop your laughing.
I think I laughed.
And I think because he was looking at me, I went, I just made a noise. And off he went. He was just walking out as he said it. And we're like, the door closes. Kedge turns back around. He goes, MasterChef professional, everybody. MasterChef professional, everybody. MasterChef professional, everybody. That's what he is. And he thinks mango chutney goes with samosa. And it was just a silly little thing like that. And I'm like, but he's quite westernized. So maybe he could think.
No, but look, I'm sorry. No, he could have said anything. He could have said some sort ketchup. Of coriander. Ketchup. I would have taken ketchup. I would have taken brown sauce. I would have taken
Tabasco
barbecue sauce.
Chili sauce, hot sauce.
I would have taken
yogurt.
Anything. But bruv, who dips their samosa in mango chutney?
Okay, it might be us. So on that note,
no, it's not. It's not.
No, but if that is you listening to the podcast now, if you're going, oh no, you know, what were you talking about? I have mango chutney all the time with my pakora samosa and all that kind of stuff, bhajia, whatever else you might have like that. I have it all the time. You're the fools. Then please let us know. hello@thebrownlow.com because I swear, mango chutney really just goes with Papadums, when that's in a restaurant.
That's it. And that's it. If you really have
home,
to.
Like ambada achar, like mango achar,
no,
is not
that's
like
different.
That.
No, it's not that's, that. Different. That's
that,
different.
That pickle is not the same. Yeah. And I know the.
I think it just goes with papadums and that's it.
Yeah. There's no other point to it.
Don't use it beyond that.
But I do like the combo, the papadums with a little bit of onion and maybe a little bit of mint sauce on top as well. And that's nice because you've got crunchy. It's like a crisp. It's like nachos. Yeah. It's like, you know, little dips like that.
We're not disputing that at all. But it's just about.
And you know,
anyway.
By the way, okay, just on that note, because it's just got me kind of connected thinking to Christmas time. Because like this Christmas, every time at Christmas, all the Christmas sandwiches come out, don't they? Right? The Christmas sandwiches, Christmas rolls. And they're all crap. They're all like, they all got stuffing in them. And I'm like, just do it with the turkey and nice thing, you know, like, or even vegan turkey or whatever. If it was a Greg's or something like that, you know, doing something like that.
Yeah.
Do it normal. But they put cranberry sauce and stuffing in the sandwich. I'm like, no, that's just ruined a perfectly good sandwich. So, so people, what I'm saying is these mainstream ones, they just get it wrong.
Fair enough. Well, as you mentioned, Greg's, I think we might as well just quickly mention that the fact that, did you hear the news about how Greg's is now going to be staying open late? And I thought you boys would be excited by that.
I did. It's one of the stories I actually did catch up with this week while I was away.
Of course you did. Of course
it just,
you did.
Yeah, well, it just shows Greg's me what you're interested in. No, it was on the Virgin site that I saw it. Because I always usually have a little look on there for news. Because I see Ked usually does all that stuff. So I'm like, what's he been looking at this week?
I did
have a little gander. And I thought that story was number one. I thought that's right up a street. And then I thought about it and I was like, well, why isn't it open past 4 o'clock anyway? Usually, like, what for? What reason does
it
close
shuts,
at
four o'clock? That is incredible.
Yeah, more or less.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. It is always.
I don't think I've eaten Greg's past 12 o'clock.
It's like a lunchtime thing, isn't it?
It's a it's a lunch sandwich.
Lunchtime,
But that's what I mean. I've never even had Greg's for lunch. I don't think. I just have it as a morning thing.
No, you can definitely have it for lunch for sure. Like a little.
I'm sure you can. I'm just saying.
Sausage roll or pasty or something or sarnie or whatever.
Greg's for me is just to fulfill about 100 yards of a pavement. So I'll get one, something, it'll be gone 100 yards later, and that's it. Even if it's piping hot, it's still down the hatch, it's gone, and then I'm getting onto the tube or I'm going somewhere else. But mind you, what I did see on the Greg's vibe The Greggs in Leicester Square, Central London. Have you seen where it is?
No. Where is it?
No, I went to the cinema. I went to watch that Emily, the new film, that new Emily Bronte. And bruv, it's right there on the corner. I don't know what to call it. So, you know, M&M World? It's opposite, like adjacent or whatever, on that side gully. It's there.
Oh, wow.
And it's the whole corner. And I thought, wow, the middle of London has got a Greggs in it.
That's it. Not got, I hope that is open till late.
Till late. Right. But when I was at the screening of the film, I looked at it, I was like, and it's closed. I went like, and I thought to myself, this should be a 24-hour Greggs. It should 100%. Be banging out, piping hot all day long, all night. And actually,
brilliant.
I would love a late night Greggs. You know what the problem is? There's not enough there to make a sort of a meal out. Like, I'd want wedges of pasty and something
else. I don't think it is that. I think, say, if you've come out of somewhere at 2-3 in the morning and you need a cheeky little sausage roll to just, you know, so you feel like you've eaten something before you go to bed. It's perfect, isn't it?
It is. And you get four for the price of three. So I'd probably have to get four for economies of scale.
Oh, no, my God. You don't need four. You need one.
Yeah. No.
No. Wow. We got some great supporters here.
I just didn't. Can you have Greggs for dinner, though?
I think that's no. I mean, that's for me, that's you're going on the same level as if you've had McDonald's for dinner. I think. Come on, guys. You can do better.
No, but
you
can do better. You would on a plate, you would have a veggie pasty, chips, peas and sweet corn. Easily, Kedge. I would have that.
Yeah, I think I would.
The problem is, I don't think it would fill me up. I need two pasties, or a bigger one. I don't think
my body would be ready to take a pasty in at that time of the evening.
What do you mean?
What part?
Because I've seen some of the clubs you go to, some things that you do end up taking in.
I don't think I could actually bring myself to ingest a pasty, like I said, after midday. It doesn't function correctly. It just doesn't work. It's low level. It's after real midday, low
so
level.
You actually say. So for you, Greggs is a morning thing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just a morning thing. It's something that fills the gap between, say, 9 and 12. That's it. That is it. Yeah. There's no point to Greggs otherwise.
So what do you get from Greggs? Let's find out.
Maybe just the veggie. I don't even go there regularly. Like, I don't even remember the last time I've been to Greggs and had a
regularly.
Pasty,
it's called regularly. I don't go there regularly.
I don't go there regularly. But if I did have a, there was a period when I was at Sunrise
regularly.
Radio.
He said regularly. Regularly.
Anyway,
you want to go there? Do you want to go there regularly? I don't think I can ingest. Greg,
I used to go to school with Greg. But there was a period where we used to go to Greg's, like when I was at Sunrise Radio, we used to have it after the breakfast show at 9 o'clock, and I'd have a veggie pasty with a bit of sweet chili sauce. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Sweet chili
but,
as well. See, you're down the mango chutney route again, aren't you?
Yeah, No, not at all. It's the same thing. It's a morning thing. Let's treat our bodies to something a bit better after the midday.
I want to say this to the Greggs thing then. Everything in Greggs is pretty good. The Mexican chicken sandwich, the chicken mayo sandwich, the cheese, the hams, baguettes, the pasties, the wedgies, the little chicken bites. I've had it all, as you can tell. I also like the meal deal. I like the fact that with the meal deal, you can get the Lucozade, which is £1.40 on its own, or you can get like an Oasis, which is 90p on its own. But you must go with the Lucozade because it's more economies of scale, right?
Have you got like the black card or Greggs or something?
Brav, like I said, I'm a Gregular, okay? But there's one thing on their menu which is actually dreadful. And every time I've had it, I'm like, what have they done to this to make it sound so bad? And that is, sounds so bad, tastes so bad. And that is the pizza slice.
Mm. I don't know, but it looks it.
No, but the bread isn't that great, unless it's proper Daja. And the taste, the actual herbiness of their tomato sauce, I'm like, just use Dolmio. I don't know what they're using.
I find it awful. Whatever it is, it just goes cold really quickly as well.
Oh.
It's horrible.
You guys are talking as if you sleeping Greggs, boys. I mean, honestly.
Greggs pizzas age quicker than McDonald's fries. McDonald's fries, they'll go cold within a second. But Greggs pizzas is up there. Suddenly go a bit rank.
Right.
But honestly, please tell me if anyone else agrees with that, because the Greggs pizzas slices, They just taste odd. That's what I'm going to say. Try it out, please.
It's funny that, because I was out and about today in Dubai. I went to two different shopping malls, they call them out here. And bro, they have every type of food. No Greggs. Yeah. I was like, why is there no Greggs here?
Well, why would they have Greggs in Dubai?
They'd have cheaper food, bro. Arabs
are not going to eat Greggs, are they?
No, it's hang on a minute, bro. There's no Arabs living in Dubai. It's all
true.
Indians
are not going to be eating Greggs, are they?
It's not just the Indians. I think, look, they've got every single type of quick. I was in the Mall of Emirates where they've got the ski slope, and I was just walking around there looking at the food court while watching people skiing.
Yeah, but they've got top tier restaurants there, Saj. They're not going to have we have.
They had the top tier restaurants, plus they had all these little, you know, they had the Subways, they had all of that down on the Shake Shacks, the little KFC counter, they had everything. And I just thought a Greggs would fit in here with the rest of the.
Arabs are letting Greggs happen in Dubai.
I don't know. I was quite surprised.
No chance.
I was like, there's Greggs you couldn't see, and I couldn't see a chip shop, like a fish and chip shop.
Oh, yeah, but I can imagine.
Why would there be a fish and chip shop in Dubai?
Dubai should do a brilliant cod and chips if they got around to it. But by the way, Dubai is now seen as one of the culinary hotspots on the planet because there's so many great restaurants there. So
amazing. I went to a Kenyan restaurant the other day. The food was incredible.
Kenyan people? Baby boy, let me lose my breath. Is that what you say? It's Kenyan people?
Of course, that's what
the name is. Yeah. It's all barbecue stuff, and it's mostly meat, Ked, so it weren't for you. Great. But it was Tommy, we're going to this restaurant when you're back. Sold. When we're here together, we're going.
Done.
So I actually thought of you, and I was like, you'd love this food. Incredible.
Okay.
And all it was barbecued stuff and naans. I was like, you do not need anything else.
Oh, you're right.
Wow.
Hold on, Ked,
I'm coming for the naan. Mango chutney.
The late night places are quality.
Yeah,
the late night.
But while you're enjoying yourself out there, you know, living the high life, Saj, let me just warn you as to what you're going to be coming back to.
I think I already know because
what do you mean?
Go on. Why? Because what have you heard?
Last week I was in Dublin. I went Dublin after. So we did the podcast on a Monday last week. Then I went Dublin in the morning on Tuesday, and. The first thing I did was get off the plane in Dublin. I jumped in a cab. Cab took me to, you know, the place that I was DJing at. And I got cussed by the cab driver, man. Like, seriously. He was just like, so where are you from? And I was just like, you know, South London, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. You know, here for this, that and the other. And he was just like, God, it's just a mess over there, isn't it, at the moment? It's just a mess in the UK. Everything's a mess. Who's this new lady that's coming to power? And what have they done with the budget? And blah, 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 blah. Then I checked in at the hotel and I stayed at a lovely place. I think I stayed at one of the best places I think I've ever stayed. It was that good in Dublin. And, you know, just got to know the staff there. We're talking. I met a lady that used to live in Peckham. And she was just like, God, what's happened to the UK? It's just a mess. And I'm just like, why is everyone saying this to me? I felt like our foreign secretary for the UK.
Did they think you were Rishi Sunak?
No, honestly, they did. And I think they were just getting off there. They were like, oh, he's a brown person. Let's just give him.
He must be related to me.
Not only that, in the same way, I was hearing the news today and they were going, the whole world is looking at England, UK, and going, what the hell are you lot doing? Sort yourself out because there's going to be repercussions from this all around the world.
And then they're
nervous.
And then I got on the plane. So I finished everything in Dublin. Wedding went amazing. Kedge, I thought of you. I did Sahara were there singing at the wedding. When they were singing Sonia Ni Sonia, I stood there and I was like, oh man, I wish Kedge was here.
Was there a little rendition of Lal Gaga as well?
Yeah, they did Lal Gaga and Sonia. And the wedding was amazing in Dublin. So did that, got on the plane, went from Dublin to Dubai. I was sat next to an Australian lady and she was talking to me about England. She used to live there. She goes, I left there because it's just a mess. And I was just like, oh, okay. Well, thanks for that, love. Like she was going from Dublin. Check this for flight. She went from Dublin, 8 hours to Dubai, 1 hour stop in Dubai, 14 hours to Sydney.
Wow.
Oh, man.
I couldn't even get my head around that. So she
pretty much 23 hours solid straight flight.
And then she basically cussed me and that. Then I got out the thing, jumped in the cab again in Dubai, and he cussed me. Goes, where are you from? London. Oh, that place. Then I was speaking to someone else here, and they were like, we were just talking about watches, you know, like nice watches and stuff. And like, oh, you can't wear this over there. And I was like, yeah, no, you're right. You can't you can't wear watches yeah. like this over there. You get mugged.
Not only that. I've got a mate. We went out and he went, oh, I have to go back home. I said, why? He went, I've left my watches on my, he's got some nice Rolexes, on his side table in his bedroom. And I went, yeah. And he went, no, because if the house gets broken into, then they're going to grab that straight away. Let me put it back. So there you go. So you can't even leave it out in your house. What's the, I'll be honest, I don't live that life. I'm not in that league. I don't have watches like that. In case anyone's listening, no point burgling my house. You're going to find, you ain't going to find a Casio. You're gonna find my Apple
He's watch. Got jars of mango chutney, but that's about it.
But mango chutney, yeah, my own chutney as well, but that's about it, you know. But what I'm saying is that's the world in. And it's someone else I was talking to today about cars, and they're going, what's the point in having a nice car? Because now you see all these moped gangs doing silly stuff like that.
You saw someone
getting attacked at Liverpool Street last week. You're right. It's gone crazy. It's gone lawless.
And I've noticed, and I think everyone, and I think the brown loaders as well, especially if you're in England, have you noticed, like, as we approach in autumn and winter months, everyone's habits have changed a lot, or are changing, or in the process of changing. Like, I used to always walk around in shorts and t-shirts in my gaff, and now I'm like in a hoodie. I'm, you know, wearing socks. I'm wearing joggers.
That's because you're old. Getting older.
No, because it's freezing, and also you're thinking, I don't want to keep this heating on too long, because it's gonna start. You start seeing it going, and you're thinking, how are we gonna afford all of this? And it's like, you know, people are now, I'm hearing, are investing in electric blankets because that is the cheapest, most economical way.
Well, they're not investing, bro. The electric companies are giving them out for free to certain people.
Are they?
Yes.
Oh wow!
I think, because are they cost effective?
I would have thought they would have been really expensive to run, like electric heaters and things like that.
They didn't make sense to me when I read it, because they said, look, we're going to give out 10,000 electric blankets to the most people that need them.
Yeah.
And I thought, and obviously they're the kind of people, they're the people that can't turn their boilers on because, you know, they're trying to save money and blah, 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 blah. And I just thought, well, I don't think that's solving the problem, is it?
No, you're right.
Well, I think if you give it a burst, if you switch on an electric blanket, from what I remember growing up, because I remember mum and dad used to have one.
Why don't you just help them with their bill so they can turn their heating on?
Well, I think the idea is that you're not having to heat the whole house. Then you can just heat your little warm, where you are.
And the blanket.
It might be people
warm.
That are on their own in a
So you get in your bed. You whack them there with a blanket.
I still don't think that's a solution.
But everyone is getting frugal, Satch. So get ready, because it's all falling apart in this country.
Thanks, mate. I'll come back tomorrow.
Oh yeah. Well, we look forward to it. Look.
Should I stay?
Well, you know what? I mean, you know, while the rest of us are all, you know, struggling and counting the pennies and thinking, when are we?
Quick thing on that one. What I heard today, sorry, just because it just came up in the news this afternoon, people are now going to Greece and to Spain and to other places this Christmas because it's cheaper to get a cheap flight and go than heat your house.
The advertising
campaign for Greece is, hey, do you want to feel 20 again? 20 degrees, that is. Get yourself out to Greece.
That makes sense because the other thing I read was we're going to have 3-hour blackouts, wasn't it? Was that not a thing this week?
Yeah, that's coming. Apparently there were already blackouts today, actually, in South London near Wandsworth.
You're joking. There was already blackouts there,
and they reckon that they're going to have to start paying people not to use the electricity at certain times of the day, or they're suggesting at 5 o'clock, you know, in the afternoon, don't use, because we're all going to be cooking dinner. That's going to be a burden on the grid, and therefore we might have massive shutdowns. Right.
And then on top of all of that, I saw people sitting in the road again this week.
Oh yeah, the people were just being dragged around and blocking the roads.
Someone's just going to get blooming run over very soon because someone's just not going to see him, or they're going to be in a hurry. And I'm telling you, something bad's going to happen because it's going to go pop. Can you feel it? It's bubbling. So I'll tell you why I'm saying all this, because I'm always very conscious that I never want us to sound negative, because we're not. We're positive guys. I never want to sound negative on the podcast. But there's this air of oh my God, everything's going wrong. The politicians, bills, mortgages, you know, kids, their mental health, adult mental health. It's just
let me throw some positive light on that.
Good, oh, here we go. Here we go. Out of all three of us, he's given us a positive. come on in, Kej.
Let's see what he's got, Satch. Don't do that. Let's not rule him out. He might have been great. Go on,
so
you got.
You know that famous saying that if you look at an Instagram account long enough and hard enough, then the person that you're looking at, that Instagram account, will actually become real and they'll be in front of you one day. Well, that
famous phrase.
That actually happened to me because I was hanging out with Liz Hurley the other day.
No way.
Who isn't a fan of Liz Hurley? What an incredible actress, you know, in Bedazzled. I can't even say it because I'm thinking of her.
Bedazzled.
Austin Powers, you know, actress extraordinaire. You know, right. And she dresses.
You're a
well.
Fan. You've always been a fan.
Yeah, I think most blokes are. So I finally got to meet my hero, and I was hanging out with her, and it was quite funny. It was quite awkward.
I know you're trying to sound all cool, and you're hanging out with her, but she came onto to Chris Evans's radio show.
Yeah,
where you work, right?
Yeah.
So when you say you're hanging, I love the fact in your head I'm hanging out with her. I stared at her. I manifested it. No, she was booked because she was probably plugging. What was she on to talk about? What's going
she
on?
Was on to, she was on to talk about her breast cancer charity and raising wonderful. Awareness of that.
Good. But she, I think she was just using that to get to you, Kej, clearly, right?
Of course.
So there she is. We had a nice moment. And I'd say Liz Hurley and that other one from Sky News that you used to like. That's done.
Sarah
Jane
B. Yeah, no. That was just an early morning thing.
Yeah, no. You got all shy. but they were the two I would probably heard you say that you like Satch goes on about J-Lo. Satch loves J-Lo. Who's my one? Who's so, that's how boring I've got. I don't even for
well no I won't out you like you just outed me so it's fine.
No, but who, I don't mention. Even have, I don't have one, do I?
Oh, I know
who
Belen Mendy.
I'm gonna give him bail. Yeah, I am.
So we had an awkward moment with her because obviously I wanted to take some photos and stuff with her, and basically she said, "Sorry, the light in this room is not good enough," so I didn't end up taking any. Yeah,
oh, wow. That was maybe she said you're making the room dark, brown boy.
Well, maybe.
You didn't read between the lines.
Didn't she date an Indian? Who did she date? It was Indian.
No. Oh no, yeah, she that Arun.
Yeah.
Aaron, something like that. Yeah.
Maybe she's got bad memories from him. She's like, look, you remind me of Aaron. I can't do this. Kej.
So I had an awkward. But you know what? I've got to say, she's 57 years old, and whatever her skin routine, and that is. I mean, obviously, at that level, you know, you're eating random stuff. But you know, it's incredible. 57.
Yoga. It's yoga. She does yoga. You know, and you know, she'll drink her 2 liters of water a day.
But it can't just be 2 liters of water and yoga, because that's what I do. I don't look like Liz Early.
Yeah, but you mix your water with vodka, and the yoga that you do is probably, you know, weak yoga. She does proper, you know, aggressive
Bikram yoga.
Yeah. Twice a day, whatever.
But I just wanted to say how young she looks. It's incredible.
All of that. So the positivity after the world going mad was Kej going, here's a good thing. I met Liz Hurley. So there's people who are facing heating or eating, people that are facing, you know, the biggest financial crisis, blackouts, not having electricity, you know, their loved ones being in cold in their homes. And Kej going, but I got to see Liz Hurley close up, and I'm telling you, she's all right.
Well, actually, I don't think it's her that just looks good.
Oh, I think, what do you mean?
I'm going to say it. I saw a photo of us three maybe about 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw a photo. Oh, obviously, I see you guys all the time now.
Yeah.
I think we look better.
Oh, okay. 10 years later. Oh, here we go. So, statement.
Okay.
You're putting this out there right now for us to absolutely get slaughtered now.
No, potentially. Okay, so here's what I'll say. I'll tell you what I saw, because Paul Chowdhury was on the BBC Asia Network this week. So somebody somewhere, or last week, somebody tagged me in the post and went, oh, I remember when he was on with Tommy Sandu, and then put the link up to the YouTube Desi Oki of Paul Chowdhury, which, by the way, is one of my funniest ones ever.
Yes, brilliant.
My face, I look about three times the size. I've got a round, I've got a head like a moon, right? Mm. And then, so I was like, oh my God, look at that. I have lost weight since those days, right? And then, Satch, I saw, you know how the phone gives you the memories of your, like, you know, photo memories just comes up. And I saw us in the kitchen. There was a photo or a little video of us recording the podcast right when we just started. And I hadn't decorated some of this kitchen and all that. And you're, Satch, you're bigger. Look, like, I'd say 20 to 25% bigger. And Kedge, there's a picture of you sat down on the floor laughing. You got a pot belly.
I know.
You've always been the skinny one. You've always been.
Well, it was it was all that chips and burgers at 10 o'clock. I mean, well, where would it else would it go?
It was.
And I do think shift work screws you up. So when you like don't sleep right and all that stuff.
It was terrible eating. It was terrible eating.
And to be fair, like it's right. And I think a lot of brown people actually age quite well.
Oh, here we go. Satch now coming up with the facts.
No, it's true. Like, I look at some of my mates like, from years ago, and I look at them now, and I'm like, wow, you're 40-something, nearly 50, and you still look good, man.
You've done well.
It all depends.
Well,
do you know what I mean? I think it comes down to how much you cane it in your 30s. If you can rein it in your 30s and early 40s, if you can rein it in, then you'll look good. You can keep going to your 50, 60, 70, like drinking wise. I tell you who said it to me as well, Kedge, relating to you. Your dad. When I saw your dad at the show.
Nah, he's still caning it, mate.
No. His dad's a party boy. No, but he held my hand and he went, Tommy, you've rolled back the years. And it was that phrase.
He said that to me.
And I remember thinking of As the Price, rolling it back.
He said that to me. He goes, Tommy looks really young, doesn't he? And I went, yeah, he does.
I said to him, I said, Uncle, I don't do anything. I stay at home or I'm working. That's all I'm doing.
But then again, on the flip side, I do see some people that I saw, you know, 10 years ago. And I was like, wow, you look amazing. Then I see them now and I'm like, wow, you've dropped off. What's happened to you, bruv? Like, honestly.
Yeah, they've aged like those chips. Mm. They've aged like the McDonald's chips.
They have. And like they've like got to that point now where they're trying to cover their bald patch. You know, like they've just got, it's like the hair's nice at the front and then at the back it's just like a big thing trying to
cover
up.
They need to get on that Liz Hurley Estee Lauder.
It's like a flying saucer at the back of the hair.
Sorry, look at Kedge trying to plug Liz Hurley's products. The Estee Lauder range of hair restoral, hair revival, caffeine cream.
I only discovered that this week. I mean, God knows even what it is. But anyway, she works for Estee Lauder. But anyway, so there we are. Three Liz Hurleys for the price of one on the brown load this week.
Beautiful. Well, we're all looking young. Okay, so what have we watched this week? What have you seen on telly? Because can I just say I watched it.
Hang on, Kedge, anything with Liz Hurley in it before we park that bus?
No, I didn't watch it again. But she's going to be in some films this Christmas, so look out for that. There we go. Some excellent PR work on the side there from Kedge.
Okay. from your recommendation, Kedgel, I've started watching Dharma.
Oh yeah, Jeffrey Dharma.
Oh, it's good. Because it's real. It's good. And I didn't know too much about this guy
or
this story.
That's why it's a good thing to watch. But it is, like, you know, we need to put a, you know, sort of a, what do you call it? Like a disclaimer to say it's a hard watch. You don't have to watch
it's dark.
It's disgusting. No,
I'm going to say, so look, the story's out there. He's a cannibal. He eats people.
It's not scary. Yeah. It's like Silence of the Lambs.
But it's a true story. You get it's really well done because it's mainly filmed around all the tension, the leading up to. So it's not gory. I don't like gory.
It's not gory.
Yeah, you don't get into that. But it's like, just the tension of it. To the extent that I was watching the other night and I was on my own and I couldn't watch it anymore because my AirPods on in my house. And, you know, they do the sound in the program. So it comes out of one headphone.
Yeah. Spatial.
And I'd look spatial around. Sound. Because I'd hear that Bundy crackle, Bundy, like him rattling Bundy. Even though I'm watching the screen, I can see it. But because I hear it on the left of my ear, I look around to the left because I'm hearing it in my house. Does that make sense? I'm in bed watching it on my phone. And so, it was the surround sound was spooking me. I'm like, I can't relax here. I need to go write some ideas down about the
metaverse. That's where that rubbish idea came from. I don't want to watch. I don't want to watch anything about Dharma, even though it's a big thing, and to be fair, I thought about it, and I was like, and I don't know if someone's going to do this because I think someone might. Halloween's around the corner.
Yeah,
well, can you dress as him?
Is that acceptable?
Yeah, no, but people are saying don't do it. People are saying that don't dress up like him.
Because he's a real one. But actually, there's nothing.
People will.
Yeah,
Probably. Well, people dressed up as, yeah, as the Silence of the Lambs dude. People, yeah, you know, I mean, exactly.
But they're not real. This guy's an actual murderer. Yeah, this guy's, yeah, but again, you realize about the twisted nature of his upbringing, not loved by his mum, not, you know, his dad not really being there.
Was this based in America?
Yeah, of course it is.
But then again, I'm not worried about it because we don't have stupid people like that. Like, it's a bit weird, isn't it? America's a different world.
I don't know. Yeah, we got our own level of stupid, but it's not.
Yeah, we're a bit low level stupid.
We're not far.
Yeah, no, we're not far, but we're not that level stupid.
No, you're right. I'll give you that.
Fair enough. Well,
what have you seen?
So the thing I saw was, and it was actually because of your recommendation, Tommy, and it was on the plane, I watched Maverick, Top Gun.
Oh, Top Gun.
And I was a bit, when I saw it, Emirates had both of them on it, the old one and the new one.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, shall I do a double bubble? Because I had the time on the plane.
Might as well. That's a good opportunity.
And then I just thought, nah, sod it. I'm just going to go for the new one because I know the new one's going to excite me. There's going to be stunts and stuff.
Yeah.
I've got to say, I think it's one of the best films I've seen this year.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it.
Wow. I know
nothing about fighter jets. I do like planes. I think I'm fascinated by planes, but I didn't know nothing about fighter jets, like the Navy is a part of the Air Force, all of that. I knew nothing, and it kept me entertained. And I've got to say, I think it's just him, isn't it? He's a good actor.
It's not just that, though. I think with it, when it is him, when it is Tom Cruise, you get the right people making the right story and the way it moves. Mm. I mean, straight away, it starts when he's doing that G-force test thing and all that.
Yeah. And so you're fully in there. You're fully in.
You bind it. But also, Satch, imagine if you'd seen the first one back in the day. Like, you're just too young to know that.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
But then it's got a whole nostalgia element to it. Then it's imagine this is sort of follow-on film, which is brilliant. And I know so many people that are going, we've gone to the cinema twice to see that. It's been that's the phrase you hear on it. So
I think I'm actually gutted that I saw it on an aeroplane screen. Yeah, even though it's quite a big screen on Emirates, but it's not the same. It's not the thing. And the other thing is, I had an 8-hour flight. I watched two other films as well. So I watched Super Size Me 2, that geezer's back.
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. Morgan Spurlock.
Yeah, so he basically didn't go for McDonald's this time, and he opened his own chicken shop. So that was quite interesting. Mm. And it's all the kind of red tape about, you know, how you farm chickens in America and what it does to your body and blah, 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 and what kind of chickens you're eating. And I thought some of it was disgusting, but it didn't put me off chicken. It didn't put me off chicken, so. But yeah, again, I think it's an American problem. I don't think the rest of the world has that. Like, oh, it's a bit different around here. Do you see what I mean? And the other thing I saw was Dominion, Jurassic World. Is it Jurassic World?
I enjoyed that.
It was a good film, but I had to get my head around how humans and dinosaurs kind of got along in the world. Yeah, because, you know, the original Jurassic Park, you know.
No. But if
the original Jurassic Park,
If you watch the original trilogy, the third one, they're living together, and obviously this was the new trilogy. So but it was a good blockbuster film. And it was a good popcorn film.
It was a very good film. So definitely.
And it was good to see all the old school actors back with the new school actors.
It was a nice reunion of all of them from everything. Yeah,
it was very good. All the uncles back together in the park.
And then to complete the circle of recommendations, I watched what Tommy recommended. So we do listen to each other and our recommendations of things to watch. I watched Prey. Which is that film, which is obviously the fourth installment of the Predator series, but it's the prequel. So it's set in, 1700, and it's this warrior, a female, who's played by the actress Amber Mithunder. Or is it Amber Mid-Thunder? I don't know. But I just thought I'd make this.
Mitham Chakraborty.
Yeah, Amber Mithunder. she was brilliant, and it's a brilliant film. And if you like Predator, it's a brilliant Predator film. It's a little bit gory. It's a little bit keeps you on edge. It's the old school Predator vibes. Maybe for me, I would say it wasn't that gripping as much as I've been gripped before. It was gripping, but it wasn't. I mean, some of the other ones were.
When was the last time you got gripped, Kedge?
Well, do you know what I mean? But but it was
by a Predator. What kind of Predator?
Oh my god! But good film. So definitely one to watch.
What's so good about Prey? I don't like Predator. I didn't like Predator when it came out. I just thought it was stupid. I loved it. Never got into it.
I had the game as well.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. Right. But this is a
three dots will go on your head, and that means you're about to die.
Oh, I thought it was three bindis. It was brilliant. It was this story, this Prey one is excellent. And it was almost like a bit Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon-y feeling, this kind of old, not like just set in old Japan. You know, you got that kind of vibe of it going. And I loved it. I was properly into that one. It's good stuff. I've got, and I've been itching to do this, a couple of really good things I've learnt this week.
Oh, well, fire away. You go first.
Are they positive? Because I think I've got a really negative one.
Now, mine are just little things I kind of came across. So yeah, they're positive. I suppose they're just learning things.
I don't want to go at the end. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I'll go last.
You go first.
Tommy, you go first.
I'll go. So can I do two things?
If you have to, go on.
Because I don't want to pick one of these because I like them both.
Just say one for next week.
No, I can't do that. Because that means managing my emotions. I can't do that. Okay. Number one, a whole vegetable carrot. Requires the same amount of force to bite through it as your finger. But your brain stops you doing it to your finger. So the same force you do to...
I am now biting my finger.
You could do your finger with the same force, take it clean off.
Unless your name is Dharma.
Right.
No, including the bone.
Yes, of course the bone. No, just the outside. The bite off, the same force required to bite through the carrot is the same force required... That's one thing I read.
Fingers away. Ouch.
And then, I don't know how, it was something to do with like Logan's homework and phonetics and doing all the phonics and all that kind of stuff. Not phonetics. Right. W is the only letter in our alphabet that doesn't sound or start with its letter.
Well, yeah, of course it doesn't. All the
other, A is X, A, B is B, B, C is C, C D, E, F. So, technically, W should be wobble U. If it was wobble U, it will be more online.
But actually, that's right. Maybe they need to just rename the letter.
Yeah. It should be called Woo. Yeah.
X,
woo.
Yeah.
A, B, C, D, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, T, U, B, Woo, X, Y, Z. W is the only letter that doesn't use its own letter to kind of sum it up. It's got nothing to do with it.
Wow, love it. Go on, Sam, give us your depressing negative fact.
It is quite negative, but I thought it was really interesting. And it was about how, so obviously a few weeks ago, we heard the news about the Queen and it was quite a moment when all the TV channels, all the radio stations kind of had the same thing playing. Like it was the announcement, wasn't it? It was a big announcement of what happened to the Queen. And the thing I learned was about if the UK was actually about to be nuclear attacked and you know what the procedure is to let people know if there's an attack happening on the UK. And it's very similar to what we got with the Queen's announcement where they've actually got all of the script, everything's ready, they're going to tell you, you know, if anything's coming towards the UK, what do you do, where do you stay?
You probably would be a little bit late, and
you've actually got 4 minutes before
there might be impact
of something. Well, that's what I mean. I was like, that's a bit of a rubbish warning, isn't it?
You can't even get to Tommy's basement.
Well, your car wouldn't even charge in that time, so Kedge, so you definitely couldn't go anywhere.
I mean, it says all the normal stuff,
like, you know, you've got to turn off your gas and all of this stuff, stay in your house, don't go outside for radiation. That's
fine. Save a bit of money while we're saving.
But then
lives.
It says, that's you know, right. you can't use the water, you've got like poo in your cupboard and all of that kind of stuff. And I thought, you're not allowed to. I just thought, God, this is all a bit serious. And I thought, why is this news out like now? That it freaked me out a bit.
Like, are they expecting something?
Talk about that. Add that to the list of what's going wrong in the world. And like, now we're getting ready for just to save ourselves. So thank you, Satch, for a bit of doom and gloom. But there you go.
It was very doom and gloom, but it was good to know that. Yeah, exactly.
Well, Satch? I think this is a bit of good news, actually, in the things I've learned. And that is that scientists have now revealed that they believe that all the land on planet Earth is coming together slowly to actually form one big supercontinent. How mad is that?
I thought we were losing bits of land. It's crumbling away.
Researchers are predicting that basically all the continents are moving towards each other. And over the next 300 million years, they're going to actually form a supercontinent, which they're already calling Amasia. Amasia. Maybe it's Amasia.
How's it spelled?
A-M and then Asia.
So it's like an extension on Asia.
It just sounds like they called it Asia, but they're not very clever. Asia.
Asia. Because it's going to be massive. But basically, what they're saying is, according to research, there are going to be two main routes that the previous masses of land are thought to have formed through what's called introversion and extroversion. And so introversion is when land masses come together and they close off an internal body of water or ocean. This is what they reckon is going to happen. And the professor, is at some university, the Curtin University, and his name is Huang, Professor Huang, and he reckons over the past 2 billion years, this is what's been happening.
Hold on, just so I know, Professor Wang is telling us that our land masses are going to come together. I'm just saying.
Correct. Just had to clear that up. He said the new supercontinent will see Australia coming together with Asia, and then, you know, all of this all coming together. And actually, I thought, you know what? That's quite nice, because maybe then we would have one leader, one ruler, all of us humans, we all become one. There is no segregation, and we all live happily ever after on whatever's left of this planet together.
That's beautiful, Kev.
You can just walk to India, and the term fresh off the boat won't exist.
Yeah. Oh, he's fresh off the train.
Who wants to walk to India? And number one, I'm sorry, but we can't even, you know, live together on the little island that we live on. So, like, true. You know, how's it going to work when all the islands come together to form one big continent? That's not going to make sense, is it?
But imagine the vote for the leader of the Amasia. Like, what a vote that would be.
Stupid.
Like, everyone votes together. Brilliant.
I like that togetherness, and I think that's a nice one to finish it up on. So yeah, there, despite all the doom and gloom, the planet
let's
is trying
get
to heal us
and feel
the planet
right.
is saying nah let's
speaking
come together
of, speaking of you know, coming together, big up all of our listeners as well, because as always, you know, being out on our travels and stuff, I meet so many people that are like, oh, listen to the Brownload and stuff, so big up yourself, and keep listening, I suppose.
And actually, I'm going to go super last thing. We have had a couple of messages saying, by the way, we haven't mentioned the Fantasy Premier League this year. We have to kind of address that. Maybe we'll address that next time when Tommy's got his speech ready of why we have not mentioned it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll leave it at that
for next week.
And then I'll just say thank you to Deepak and his friends who came to a comedy night, and they were great. They were lovely audience as part of the audience. And he loves us. He loves his show. He loves the Brownload. So Deepak, big yourself up. He said to pass on my regards to you guys as well. He goes, been a Brownloader from day one. So thank you.
And as you're bigging up someone, I want to big up Pooja. She listens to the Brownload now because her hubby Vishal has been listening for a long time. And now she said, she messaged me. She goes, I'm a convert. I listen to Brownload now.
We love a convert.
We do.
Lovely, 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 lovely. Good stuff. Thank you for listening. As always, until next week, Satch, safe travels back.
I'll be Kendra, back.
I'll chat with you. Are you all in the flesh next week? Are we back together?
We should be back in the
next
flesh.
Next week.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if Kedge charges his car.
I've got to charge my car, and I should have enough juice to get to yours.
hello@thebrownload.com. Send us a little message. And until next week, laters, boys.
Laters.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off 2 or more select major appliances. Plus, get 3 Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.